church family. Recently, our family watched an animated version of The Pilgrim's Progress, which was really good. And if you don't know what The Pilgrim's Progress is, it's a book that was written by John Bunyan in the 1600s while Bunyan was in jail for his faith. And it's an allegory that chronicles the story of a Christian, a man who finds the book, which is the Bible, and how he comes to know Jesus, and then ultimately how he goes to heaven. And he's told pretty early on that when he needs help, he needs to ask for help. And so we found ourselves in the times where he got into a situation either of his own doing or when the devil was messing with him, that either one or multiple of us would kind of be half screaming at the TV, like, ask for help, ask for help, you need to ask for help. And we were so frustrated when he didn't. And then a couple days later, I was reading my nighttime devotional. And in Psalm 145, the end of verse 13 and 14, it says, "The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down." And it made me chuckle because here we were looking at Christian's life and kind of yelling at him to just ask for help. When I know in my daily life, I don't always ask for help. I try to be self-sufficient and independent and figure out things on my own. And then when those things don't work, then I'm like, well, I guess I'll just pray to God. It's like the last thing to do instead of the first thing to do. And the Lord delights in helping us. He's just waiting for us to ask, whether we need wisdom or patience or the knowledge to be able to do something in our job or at home or with a relationship. He's wanting to help. He's wanting to reach out and give abundantly, to give gifts to his kids. And if we would just stop and stop trying to be self-sufficient and stop trying to be independent and do it on our own, which is what the world tells us we have to do, otherwise we're weak. If we would stop doing that and remember that we serve God and we are in the world, but not of the world, and we are Christians who need to follow and be dependent on God, because he's really the one that gives us all these things that we need to get through the day and to do life better and to honor him and to bring glory to him. If we would stop and start our day, start a situation, start a conversation, start a relationship, if we would start that with asking for help on the front end, I think that God, I'm pretty sure that God, would be more than happy to give us the gifts that we need to be able to do things well and to be able to help us when we really need it.